Good morning, everybody. How are you today? Good. Happy? I have a nice story. It is Japanese story. One heavy rainy day, four people, sitting in front of some house. They are wet and they are sitting. And that house have a four people, husband, wife and two children. And that lady heard some sound, somebody sitting in front of the door, and she opened the door. And she called that people, please come inside, you have some coffee, tea or something. They are very generous. And that people told, no, we are not coming inside. Your husband had to come and call us. And she ran to the house and said the whole story is her husband. And husband come and called to them, and they told, no, you had to call our names. But they don't know name. And they explained to them name. One is Mani. One person's name is Mani. Another one is Success. Another person is Peace. Last one is the Happy. And they explain, you are called my name is Mani. I'm come to your house, you have the last money. You are called, my name is Success, your house is going to be successful. And you are called, my name is Peace, your house is going to be a peaceful house. And you are going to call, last name is Happy, your family is going to be a very, very happy house. Okay, I have one question. What you are going to call? They called, you had to call the one name. You are going to say correct name, the special name. We all are come to your house. Happy, success, peace, everything. Money. What you are going to call? No?
Happy.
Happy. Okay.
Good karma.
Okay. And they discuss what we are going to call. And wife told, we need money. We need money. We have to call the money person. Please call the money. Because that lady cannot call because husband had to call. And he was thinking, no, we don't want money. We want success. Husband said, we have to call the success. And daughter told, no, Dad, we don't want success, we need some peace. That little girl told. And this, they had this small boy, he is listening to this story, and he was thinking, why we are thinking money, success, peace, but we need happy. Without happy, nothing. And he said, Dad, please call the happy. And Dad got the small kid's idea, and he called the happy. And all the four people come to this house. Think about it. Everybody want to be happy. Because I always say, we want to be happy. Because I really want to be a happy person. Think about it. We are happy. We have money, success, peace, and everything. We are not happy. That life is so uncomfortable, so crazy, lots of problems. And Buddha's time, one deva come to the midnight in front of the Buddha. And he asked the Buddha, all the people and devas, God and angels want to be happy. Please kindly explain how to be happy. How to be happy. And that time, Buddha explained 32 ways. That sutta, we call the Mangala Sutta. It is very popular sutta, it's a Mangala Sutta. 32 ways to explain. And first one is the, I'm not going to explain 32. It's a law. Okay, I'm going to explain couple things and we can enjoy, we can discuss. And first one is, I'm going to say first Pali word and after I'm going to say English, it is very easy to me. Asevana cha balanam panditanam cha sevana pujata pujaniyanam etam mangala muktama. Asevana cha balanam. Don't associate different people. Don't associate different people. It is not the Buddha, never ignore the people. But you know the thing about, we are going to associate with different people, crazy people. How is our feeling? We can find the happiness? We cannot find the happiness. But they say, don't associate them. Panditanam cha sevana. Associate with wise people. Associate with wise people. And that wise people is totally different. Some wise people are bad wise people. Some wise people are very generous people. Actually, this explains generous people. Gratitude people. You have to associate gratitude people. Panditananda Sevana. Pujata Pujaniyanam Etam Mangalam Uttamam. Pujata Pujaniyanam means you have to gratitude Bodhi people. Bodhi people is correct word? Yeah, Bodhi people. Who is the Bodhi people? I always respect the Buddha because I am following his teaching. And so many people respect the Jesus. He teach so many great teachings. And because we are that religious masters, religious leaders, we have to gratitude them. Especially, we have to think about, we have to gratitude our parents. That the Buddha teaches, pujata pujane. Why we are gratitude them? Without our parents, we are not here today. They are the first teachers in our life. They teach how to eat, how to work, how to speak, what the good and bad. After we went to the school, and we learned so many things. But first teachers in our lives are our parents. We have to always respect them. Don't think about the religions. First, we want to find happiness. Sometimes parents are different. Doesn't matter. Because at the beginning, they give this so many things for us. Energy, love, compassion, lots. We have to gratitude our parents. You are starting like that, you are going to gratitude the whole the world. Whole the world. Panditananche sevana. Pujata pujaniyanam etam mangala mutta. Another one is the patirupa desa vasocha kubbeta kata punyata. What do you mean patirupa desa vasocha? We have to live good locality. Locality is a location.
Locality.
Locality, yeah. Sorry. And think about in this world, we all are human. We all have the same feeling. In American people and Sri Lanka, and think about the Ethiopia. All are human. They have the same feeling. And think about, you are living very comfortable life. Think about Ethiopian people. They don't have anything. They don't have enough food. And you guys had large things, large opportunities. I'm saying you are very lucky people. You did so many good karma. I don't know, you guys are believing next life and past life. I'm following the Buddha's teaching, I believe it. You are not, you can escape. And think about, you guys all did so many good karma, good things, good action. That result come to your life. You are living here. Think about this moment, so many people doing so many bad things. So many people killing more people this moment. But you guys are here, you guys want to be a happy person, you are looking for some peace, happiness. How different? I always thinking, we are did nice karma, we are get, you know, you come to here, you don't know any Blue Lotus members, this meditation group. Now we all are one family, like, you know, we all are very close. Then the Buddha said, Patirupa desa vaso ca kubbeta kata punta. We are did so many good action, thoughts, energy that come to your life. You make the happy life. You can find the happy life. And think about, maybe your neighborhood in this country has so many drugs problems. Alcoholic and drug dealers living in your neighborhood. How is it feeling? You are unhappy? You are not happy. You are uncomfortable. Think about, I can see so many alcoholic people in this area. Sometimes kids are scaring, parents are so sad, they cannot go outside and play. So many troubles. You are living in very nice neighborhood, very nice country. It is, you can find happiness, you know. And I know this country, always people are looking neighborhood and house, school, hospital and everything. Yeah? People are thinking before buy the house. So Buddha said, it is very helpful to find happiness. Another one is the Atta Samma Pani Dicha. Have self-discipline. Self-discipline. Make sense? Yeah. And Buddha explained another way. And Buddha teach, you are the first, not others. You cannot change the whole world. You cannot change the people. But you can change. You can change. How to change? You know the nice way, good way, good path. And you can change. You are going to change. We all are thinking, oh, I want to change a little bit. I want to make the nice life. I want to be a happy person. I want to practice little more meditation. We are thinking like that, we are changing. Think about how beautiful our life, our family gathering, family, and how beautiful our neighborhood. Everybody's thinking like, how beautiful in this world. People are going to attack, people are going to kill. No. Everybody's living very calm and peace and happy. Atta samma panidicha etam mangala muttama. Another one is the bahu satchancha sippancha vinayocha susikkito. You have to learn properly. We have to have knowledge. Without knowledge, we are not happy because we are thinking always. We are uncomfortable. We are uncomfortable with hang out with another community, another people, without knowledge. We have knowledge. And another one is the last one. I'm not going to explain all the day. 5, 6 is enough. Another one is the vinayoja. Vinaya means discipline. Without discipline, how is our life? Without discipline, yeah. Buddha teach, you have to learn some discipline. You have to live in with that nice qualities every day. And I'm going to explain another one. It is Subhasita Chayavacha. It is very important thing. Subhasita Chayavacha. You have to use very nice, sweet words. It is very important. Subhasita Chayavacha. Because Buddha always using the very nice, suitable words. Why? He is practicing love and compassion. You are not practicing love and compassion, it is very hard to use nice word. Automatically using some bad word. You know? I have so many experience in this country. I am working around so many people are using bad word. They are not I am Buddhist monk. They don't know. Yeah, I got some trouble, I explain one day. And think about it. Is a suitable word? We have to talk suitable words. It is very nice. Think about you are talking with your wife. Very nice, suitable word. How beautiful that family. We are watching movies, we are going to some different house. We can listen some word. Sometimes it is very uncomfortable. Why they are using so many bad? And you are using nice word to your kids. Why kids are hurt to parents? This is the point. We don't want to expend the large money for the kids. You have to give the very love and compassion. You have to give the nice word. You have to, because you know the husband and wife always talking, using very bad word, that kids always catching that bad word. They are not happy with parents. And kids are listening, parents are living very happily and lovingly, and they are using very sweet word and nice word. That kids always love the parents. I don't know, you agree or disagree, you can tell me. And Buddha teaches the so many suttas, and all the time he explaining the four things. You are going to talk with somebody. You have to think about these four things I'm going to read. First one is, do I speak truth? First we have to think about we are going to talk. Do I speak truth? And do I speak gently? Do I speak proper time and proper place? Do my speech beneficial me and others? Buddha teach, you are going to teach, talk somebody, you have to focus these four things. Make sense? Okay, I explain in these 10 ways. Maybe next time we can talk about another, we have to go 22. Okay. Thank you so much that the Buddha teach the, you want to find happiness, you have to think about this kind of teaching. You have to focus this teaching because you all are come to here. You, everybody's want to practice. Everybody's want to happy people. Buddha explained nice way. You are practicing on the cushion, it is not enough. You have to focus this kind of teaching. It is very easy. After everybody is happy. Because I practice in meditation, I don't want to do the fly or giving magic things, doing magic things. I don't want to do like that. Because I really want to be a very nice, happy, generous, kind person. That's my goal. Thank you so much. Anybody have any idea, thought, question? Oh yes.
I just want to give a shout out. That was just the most wonderful Dhamma talk. It was just wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.